Howdy, Outlaws, and welcome back. I know it's been some time before I've done one of these, but hey, the new Red Dead Redemption 2 trailer is out, and it's just fucking fantastic, isn't it? There's so much to unpack in the trailer. I'm going to go into a bit more detail over on my YouTube channel. If you haven't already, go over there, just search Wargriever. That's W-A-A-G-R-I-E-V-E-R, and you'll find my channel. And there I'll be doing a bit more of a detailed breakdown. But first initial thoughts, yeah, blew me away. And the fact that now we know what the story is, kind of, it's a prequel. That's obviously what a lot of people had suggested. But we know it does follow, indeed, Dutch's gang. And the new protagonist here isn't, as far as I know, isn't someone that was mentioned or referenced in the first Red Dead Redemption game. So, new character there. I still think it's going to be very GTA 5 like, in that we're going to have a multiple protagonist system where we'll be able to select different people. I think the girl in the trailer will be one of those. Possibly the Indian character is very briefly in there. I think he could be one of those. I think we might have more than three to choose from. But there's different kind of mechanics hidden in the trailer, which we'll go into now. So we've got heists are obviously going to play a big part in the game. You see train heists in there. There's a bank heist that looks like some sort of swamp style heist where they're maybe robbing like a moonshine place. I don't know. So I think heist is going to be the kind of the central element to the game. And I think it will work very similar in the way you had with GTA 5, where you'll have various kind of setup missions. You'll have to kind of scope out the location, and then that'll all accumulate with the end heist. And I think that'll translate to online as well, maybe in a bit more of a detailed way than we saw in the GTA 5 heist online missions. It will be used as potentially a save location or a spawn location. I think you'll also be able to cook food from raw materials that you've gathered. You may be even able to level up in some way, level up your skills. And online, it might act as maybe a meeting point for your friends when they join in. You can start off in the last kind of camp that you've set up. It might even, and I've mentioned this before, you might have a thing where if you die in Red Dead Redemption 2, you have to start all the way back at wherever your camp was, so it might have a strategic element as to where you camp. There's a hell of a lot of wildlife too. Not only do you see the horses, which are to be expected, this being a Wild West game, but also things like crocodiles, pigs. I know there was a dog in the last trailer, so I think wildlife's going to play very heavily, as it did in the first game. You're going to be hunting animals, using their skins and pelts for upgrading some of your equipment and possibly trading as well. We also see a bit of horse wrangling, if that's the right term to use. So I expect that you'll be able to find wild horses to either keep as your own mount or to possibly even sell on to other people, possibly even other players online. And yeah, I think there'll be a lot of upgradable options for using horses. I think we'll see different saddles. I think we'll see different storage equipment on there as well. So maybe you can store more of the items that you collect around the world. I think the thing that's got me most excited about the trailer is just the locations. You look at it, it looks bloody gorgeous. All these different landscapes, all these different types of environments. You've got that bit where they're kind of riding through the snow. I think there's going to be a little bit of an element of kind of a chase system. So I think you'll have kind of like the sheriffs, the guys who hunt you down if you do anything local. But I think there's going to be an ever-present group of people who are going to be chasing you down, kind of like the Pinkertons. If anyone knows who they are, they were kind of like the first sort of government agency to try and tame the West. I think you're going to have a situation a bit like Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, if you've ever seen that film. They're always just ahead of the the kind of bad guys, not the bad guys, the good guys who are actually sort of trying to hunt these guys down. So the towns as well are very interesting. I think there's going to be a lot of opportunity for activities in the towns. There's also going to be a lot of shopping to do. You can kind of see drugstores and things like that. You'll be able to buy various items of clothing, I'm sure. Yeah, this has just got me really pumped up for the game, and I really can't wait to get my hands on it. Love to know what you guys think too. So please call in, leave your comments. I'll try and respond to them when I can, and yeah, look forward to hearing what you guys think.